Okay. Should I just tell you a little bit about Refugee Week itself?
Yes.
Okay, it's part of a UK-wide festival that raises awareness of refugee issues, and it also celebrates diversity and highlights the positive contribution refugees make to the UK.
Okay. Well, that's good. So how do you do it? What you have events through the week, or...?
Yep, we have over 115 events happening across Scotland, and there's lots of free events that are happening, like family open days and barbecues and events you can turn up to that are free to go to. You're almost always guaranteed to get gorgeous food, and then you'll also learn something about all the different cultures. We also have arts events that are happening across the country, so we've got exhibitions at places like the Mitchell Library, Trongate 183 in Glasgow, the McRobert in Stirling, and the Paisley Museum. So there's lots of exhibitions that, again, are free to go to. And there's also performances that are on at the Tron Theatre in Glasgow as well, and also the McRobert in Stirling.
Okay. Will those be happening this weekend? Some of those?
Yes. There's lots of them happening on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend. There's an African celebration, there's a football tournament, there's a variety of things, and you can get all the information at refugeeweekscotland.com. It's got all the events that are going on and the latest information as well.
Okay. And how does this help, raising the profile of the Refugee Council and the work you do, how does this help the refugees and asylum seekers practically?
Practically, in terms of the community events, they're actually run by the refugees themselves.
All right.
So it's a great way for them to be engaged in their local communities, for them to break down barriers and meet people that they're living with, and just become people rather than refugees, so people can get to meet them and understand the issues they face and where they've come from. And also with lots of the exhibitions and the arts events, again, they're performed by or created by refugees, and it's a way for them to give voice to their stories and their experiences and personalize it for people so they can understand what they're actually going through.
Oh, that's lovely. If churches, do you have any involvement from churches and Christian groups?
Yeah, the Destiny Church in Glasgow have got an event that's happening this afternoon at 3:00. Okay. People want to go to that. And lots of the events take place in the church where they have outreach work. That's part of the community event as well.
Okay. And this is a yearly event, isn't it?
It's a week that happens every year, and it's always around World Refugee Day, which was Monday the 20th of June this year. So it's always around that time.
Oh, okay. And what else would you be doing after this week? Obviously, your work doesn't stop. So after this week, there's a lot that goes on, isn't there?
Thank you. That's a really good question. We're involved in lots of arts projects throughout the year to give voice to refugee issues and try and raise awareness in that way. And also lots of community events that are for the local community, not just refugees, so that we can get people involved together in putting on shows or creating exhibitions or just working in the community so that everybody benefits from the arts activities that we have happening.
Yeah. And if people want more information, they can always come to your website, can they?
Yeah, that's right. Or our Facebook page, Refugee Week.